Hello, this is your goddess Bella. What better way to prepare your mind and body for this trigger programming series than to confuse your mind, weaken it? There's a lot going on in this first session. There's a lot going on that's going to confuse you. Imagine, if you will, the ultimate programming, where I decide what feels good, where I decide what's painful for you. I rearrange everything. What's good is bad, what's bad is good, what's up is down. You get the message. This file is going to seem very confusing, but that's good. The more confused you are, the better you'll know it's working. So enjoy your tickle machine and enjoy your whipping. Now, I'm not going to explain everything to you.
Hypnosis,
but this
is almost by definition
is
the contradiction
which is happening right now.
You are at the same time open and more attentive
you
than you would be otherwise,
and
yet
go.
You're sort of distant from the world around you. And this paradox, this
paradox,
contradictory situation,
that I don't
can be experienced in many
helps.
Ways. Now, part of the problem is the experience itself.
Busy.
You can be
busy
deeply hypnotized
to grasp on to the
without even knowing
I'm giving you.
But if
busy
you don't feel anything,
trying to make
how do you know that
happening
you've been hypnotized? How
so
do you know
really matter
that you've been
it
deeply
what I say
entranced while listening to my words?
In the session,
isn't it a contradiction in itself that I say you are in a trance
nice
while you are not so sure? Or is it proof that you can easily sit there and listen to my voice, fascinated, just focused on my voice for a little while I talk about paradox?
Everything I say
of
is fascinating.
There is a lacking, or maybe there isn't a real definition for the paradox in itself, but it basically comes down to this.
Paradox.
You can be incredibly deep in a trance without ever
being
knowing
given
it.
Information, it makes,
but
that doesn't make any
if
sense
you don't know or notice
so
it, how can it be proven?
That's absorbing programming.
How can you be certain
you
that you're not just playing
sensation
along with the suggestions? Because, well, why not? How can you be certain that the things told to you are not just welcome ideas, and that the reason you are participating is all by your own free will? I mean, who doesn't want do playful, silly, fun things sometimes, or even naughty things? There isn't a better excuse than saying that someone made you do it. You didn't do it yourself. You were hypnotized. And yet, inside your head, you wonder, were you truly hypnotized? Or is it all just playing along? Were you just having fun, enjoying this idea that if I were to snap my fingers and tell you to drop, that your eyes would just fall shut, your head would fall and slightly go to one side, as if you were deeply hypnotized? The paradox is that you yourself cannot even be completely sure if you were, while on the other hand, you could easily say that many things done to you while hypnotized would not otherwise feel possible. Shivers down your spine as you listen. Just a moment of clarity as my voice just sounds completely awake, like your mind, and yet you're deeply focused. You're focused on my words because it's an interesting thing to listen to, seemingly absurd, perhaps contradictory, and yet the more you investigate it in your mind, it may prove to be true that you were hypnotized, that when I tell you to drop, you do so without really thinking. Sometimes light, sometimes heavy, other times I may even count your mind down, and you then feel that slow fall from 10 to 9 to 8, deeper, 7, further, 6, relaxing, 5, floating, 4, drifting, 3, thinking, 2, wonder, 1, just an idea, a dream, a fantasy, the contradiction, the induction paradox. can catch hold of you, being under hypnosis without even realizing it, responding to the drop without even thinking about it. And yet you still remember. Or do you? Do you truly remember every drop? Or did you miss one or two? Did you forget to drop? Or did you not remember when you dropped? Did you remember to forget the drop? Or did the drop occur before you could remember? See, all of these words, they lead to a simple point, paradox within hypnosis, being controlled while you participate, following and choosing to follow, and yet feeling out of control,
nice,
a sense of involuntary participation,
and yet some fun.
You could stop anytime you wanted.
There are all different kinds of ways.
Could you? Could you really?
Hypnotized.
Right now, with your eyes so heavy, almost glued shut, could you open your eyes? If you truly wanted to,
for you,
see that little flutter in your eyes as you trying,
and all is left,
and listening to the drop,
drooling, dripping mess,
is the enjoyment of responding.
And there are all kinds of ways that I can.
The measure of how you respond is not for me to define, but for you to define.
And there are all kinds of ways you can be tickled.
The beauty of the drop is not just in my words; it's somewhere deep inside your mind
that you're allowed.
While you do not know if you're hypnotized, your subconscious knows
that
it.
Wonderful state.
The information is hidden deep inside,
that deep,
further, floating, drifting deeper. Perhaps you could recover
all kinds of ways
if only you went deeper into the state of trance, where you focus on my words and drop.
Now I'm not going to tickle you.
Perhaps
that would require
you're hypnotized, and maybe
and I have much you're wide awake, evil and effective
listening
way
to my words.
Just someone.
Feeling
built
nice.
A little machine for me.
Relax.
A machine
floating, dropping
easily
again.
Strapped in.
Is this an induction?
You will find
or a fractionation?
Place to tickle you.
Is this a deep
now, I'm sure
drift?
That you have no
are you floating?
Imagining such
or
a thing. Feeling the
are my words
around
just
your
a drift
ankles.
In the sentences?
Feeling an additional strap
are you just
across
bobbing
your chest
on an ocean lacking
to make
thoughts?
Sure that you can't squirm?
The induction paradox.
I'm quite sure it takes
is
very
in a way
proof to drop
that hypnosis works.
Such a thing. To let
while you do not know it still occurs, while
your
you cannot easily measure
melting away
the effects
possibility
are very present
of being
and while the induction, the trance itself cannot be seen directly,
see,
the ripples of them,
tickling,
the sweet sensations, the
you
wonderful
no
wonders,
over being
the incredible intensity
of it,
and the subtle surprises, they still float
exactly because
in,
you cannot control
in
yourself.
Out of your view.
You wiggle,
they still
move,
go up,
spin
down,
and
through your mind.
Trying
and while
to
you
get
wake
out of the
and
way
drop
no,
easily
once the machine starts
listening to my
no
voice
mercy.
Not even realizing
not
the wake
stop
and the drop
until you've
occurred.
Given completely
you listen
and
you enjoy
you find your place,
the contradiction
the
and absurdity of this proposition
than any other.
See, all I propose to
you,
is to enjoy
over and over again.
All I ask of you
submit.
Is a moment of
now,
your
of course,
time where
I'm
you
being all evil
forget to think
with all this anticipation
for just a little bit.
Making
and all
so
I do is just speak to you.
To drop
I listen back.
Me.
I try to see
falling
how you respond
to the machine.
And then
feeling yourself getting strapped
I might ask
down,
you to wake and drop again.
The cushiony platform beneath you.
And begins, who knows how
it
deep
begins
or how
no
little
more
you drop.
Than a slight.
You wouldn't be able
almost
to answer that question.
Feeling.
No matter
you
how much you lack
itch,
thinking right now.
But you're strapped
no matter
down,
how few thoughts are left
it's
behind.
Becoming a tickle.
Answering the question
more
of how deep
and
you
more
are is in a way,
starting to make you smile.
Of the induction
it's
paradox.
Not very strong.
Do you think
you're starting
deep
to feel how it's causing
you
your
so
body
deep that you don't know what to
relax
think
and respond?
Are you able
tickle
to judge?
Tickle.
But does that not mean that
tickle
you are unable to actually let go of your thoughts?
The machine doesn't stop.
Are your thoughts my thought?
It's still refining.
Or is it true
it's making sure
that you're able to let go and listen even deeper while you're
in the last
able to judge that you're
tickle
deep? Maybe
tickle
you're so experienced.
Tickle.
That the idea of trance is so ingrained upon your brain that listening to me
and
puts
better
you into that state almost
and
automatically
and just spreads
and
through your
listening
body
to
for
something
some reason. You know
only
that feeling
confuses
when you're being tickled so
and
long
seduces
that you can't
you
help yourself. You have no choice
to listen more
in the matter.
And maybe
the machine
not. Maybe you're
just
smiling
keeps on finding a better
as you're listening
improving
to this,
itself as
enjoying
you
the feelings of frustration and confusion
respond,
spreading
stronger
through your mind.
It tickles you.
And I'm keeping it simple.
Tickle.
It's
tickle,
not like I'm talking
tickle,
fast.
Tickle.
Or trying very hard to confuse you.
No.
I'm simply pointing out a contradiction.
You cannot resist it.
A little paradox.
And the harder you try, the more.
So now that I've explained the paradox a little, I want to ask you a question. How deep do you think that you are now?
Even all you can do is just surrender to the tickle torture.
You did very well listening to me.
Different kinds of ways.
It's not always easy to follow along with words that just float by, and yet you did be put into a trance. You kept your attention. It doesn't matter if you kept it all the way through perfectly.
And the more you try to control it,
the
more it runs away.
Which means that you did have a session. So did you listen to all that's left?
Is it true? It feels wrong.
Are you still? And there are all kinds of strain deeper into
tickling.
Are you too deep?
You can't help yourself.
And there are all kinds of ways
you can be
just
tickled.
Well,
keep
some
giggling,
more effective than ready,
almost gasping for breath as you want to laugh.
Tickle and know that you're allowed
to
just.
And the more you feel it,
the
stronger it becomes.
That wonderful,
the more ticklish you feel.
Where you're lifted up into that
control, the control,
dropping state of trance. All kinds of ways that I take you up and down. You just have to listen. Now, I'm not going to tickle you. See, that would require effort from my end. And I have much more evil and effective ways. Someone built a little machine for me. A machine that requires you to be strapped in. And that you will find the perfect place to tickle you. Now, I'm sure that you have no trouble imagining such a thing, feeling the straps around your wrists and ankles, feeling an additional strap across your chest to make sure that you can't squirm. I'm quite sure it takes very little effort to drop for such a thing and to let yourself imagine it even deeper, your mind melting away with the possibility of being tickled beyond mercy. See, tickling is a reflex action. You have no control over being tickled or your response of it. The reason you're strapped down is exactly because you cannot control yourself. You wiggle and move, squirm and squeal, trying to get out of the way, but no. Once the machine starts, there's no mercy. It will not stop until you've given in completely, and it will find your place. The one spot where you're more ticklish than any other, and it will tease you there over and over again until you submit. Now, of course, I'm being all evil with all this anticipation, making you so ready to drop more for me. Falling into the machine, feeling yourself getting strapped down, feeling the cushiony platform beneath you, it begins. It begins with no more than a slight, almost itchy feeling. You want to scratch the itch, but you're strapped down. It's becoming a tickle. More and more. It's starting to make you smile. It's not very strong, yet you're starting to feel how it's causing your body to relax and respond. Tickle. Tickle, tickle. The machine doesn't stop. It's still refining its efforts, making sure that every moment becomes more ticklish than the last. Tickle, 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 tickle. It just gets better and better, stronger and stronger, and just spreads through your body for some reason. You know that feeling when you're being tickled so long that you can't help yourself, you have no choice in the matter? The machine just keeps on finding a better place, improving itself as you respond. The stronger you respond, the stronger it tickles you. Tickle, tickle, tickle.
I'm going to whip tickle
your back. The giggles
using
spread.
Using a very nice
tickle,
leather
tickle,
flogger.
Tickle, tickle.
I'm not
you
going to start
resist
right away.
It. And the harder you try,
you have
the
to
more
be ready.
You just start giggling uncontrollably.
You have to be in the right mindset to receive it.
Tickle, tickle,
no,
tickle.
I'm not actually
even
going to
laughing,
harm you.
You can't help yourself.
The
all
sensations
you can do
you're about
is
to
just
feel
surrender to the tickle torture.
On the edge
tickle,
of pain.
Tickle, tickle,
maybe even
tickle.
Slightly over
it's
it.
It's like a deep feeling
but
that you can't
so
stop.
That you can't
a deep
take it.
feeling that you can't deny. Tickling
the rhythm
is a pure reflex.
The impact.
And the more you try to control
the feeling
it,
of relief,
the more it
afterwards
runs away from your control. Tickle.
Many people
get stronger.
Being flogged.
It feels good. And it
go.
Feels
now,
wrong.
A lot of stigma.
It feels fantastic. And it feels strange.
We don't concern ourselves
tickle,
with
tickle,
that.
Tickle, 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 tickle,
nobody
tickle.
Can see you.
You can't help yourself.
No matter what
you
happens.
Can't stop yourself. You just
nobody can
keep
judge you.
Giggling. You just keep almost gasping
and that's
for
all
breath
you care about anyway.
As you want to laugh. Tickle, tickle,
now
tickle,
to help you get into
tickle,
this mindset.
Tickle, tickle, tickle. And the more you feel it, the stronger it becomes. The
well,
more
maybe
ticklish
more than
you
just a little
feel
bit, but I'm sure.
Because once
it
you start losing control, the control
and your body to let
go
session of the tension
to whip your
in
back.
Preparation for the strike.
Very nice leather.
The flogger. Impact of a flogger can be intense, but it's an intensity that I'm
let
sure you'll
go.
Rapidly appreciate.
Draw.
Imagine yourself sitting with only your back exposed. I'm standing behind you, the whip in my hand, and you have your eyes closed. I'm not going to hit you yet. I'm just standing here, talking, helping you get in the mood. The idea is very simple. In a moment, when I start, I will begin incredibly soft, no more than a caress of the material. And then we'll gradually build up strike after strike, impact after impact, until you get into the wonderful mindset of receiving. Now the anticipation by itself can already be very enticing.
I'm going to whip your back.
Just sitting there
very nice
with your back
flogger.
Bare, expectant, wondering when and how it will start. Often, the anticipation is almost better than the real thing. But the expectation is going to make you incredibly aware of every step. Now as I slowly move from left to right, making sure that you're sitting comfortably, that you're listening to my voice, helping your mind to relax. The first impact is actually not going to be the whip on your back. It's going to be the snap of my fingers as you listen in anticipation, ready to drop and let your mind relax. 10, 9, 8, every count helping you go deeper. 7, 6, 5, every group a wave of depth. 4, 3, 2, and do you think you're ready?
Are you?
Do you think your body's
one
ready
of my good
to feel
pets?
The impact? Now, before I do,
are you?
You'll quickly find out
my good
that every pet? Impact, from soft in the beginning to hard later, will
my
bring you into an even deeper
pet?
State. My words are your reality, my voice
my
a guiding light. You can feel me
pets.
Standing straight.
Can
you feel a wind across your back?
And arousal.
Subtle, soft. I just moved the whip over your skin without touching it. There's that anticipation again. The slight fright, but also the enjoyment, the want. And then, the first real strike. Just soft pat. Almost. Different leather threads that caress your back. And again, strike. And again, strike.
Let
these are just
go.
Soft, nice impact.
Yeah.
Of all the different leather strands connecting with your skin. As your mind slides into a deeper state, I increase the intensity slightly as I hit just a bit harder. Strike, strike, strike. And as you listen, as you feel the impact of the flogger, on your skin, you go deeper into trance. And even though in the beginning the impact is subtle, the more you feel it, the deeper you go into trance. And the deeper you go into trance, the more you feel it. Strike, strike, strike. Every time I move my hand to let the flogger impact your back, building up the intensity, building up the sensation, and every impact is more intense. Strike, 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 Every impact brings you deeper. Every impact gives you a moment of shock before the beautiful relief afterwards. Every impact helps you relax more. Strike, 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 strike. And every time I pause between the strikes, you can just feel yourself sinking, enjoying the wonderful feeling of falling further and further, just listening, letting yourself enjoy the sensation, letting yourself get into the feeling as you go deeper and deeper, further and further. Strike, 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 strike. The rhythm feels nice. The pause, even better. It feels so wonderful to let yourself drift into this state where the sensitivity of your skin increases while your tolerance for pain becomes greater still. Strike, 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 strike. It feels so good.
Is getting whipped.
So nice.
Just like feel being tickled.
Of tension in your
the
body.
The pain you get from being
after
whipped
every impact
is just like being tickled.
Sinks a little bit. It's lost more and more.
Strike, strike.
That's right.
Strike.
You can't help yourself.
Strike.
You can't stop yourself.
Strike.
You just keep strike. Giggling.
Every impact.
Every moment. You sink deeper. You surrender further. And the more you embrace this feeling, the more submissive you feel.
Almost gasping for breath
you feel
as you want
to
laugh.
Tense,
the more you feel it
become,
stronger it becomes.
But to help you go deeper,
once you start losing control, the control gets lost more and more, and the tickling gets stronger.
Strike,
tickle, tickle, tickle.
Time
it gets so good
and deeper
because you can feel how your mind melts away into being controlled,
being
teased.
Just like being
tickle, tickle, tickle,
deeper.
Your body just can't resist.
And
your body just cannot stop
and
it.
As we continue,
and sometimes
just keep going.
You try to get it under control,
and
but
deeper,
it just finds a way
and
to let you lose
and they
control again.
In intensity,
tickle,
further,
tickle, tickle, tickle,
and further until they
you just
almost
stop giggling.
Too
you
much
just cannot stop
take
laughing
until finally
you can respond
stop
any way you want.
That last
tickle,
tip
tickle,
was
tickle,
very
tickle,
intense.
Tickle, tickle, tickle.
And you can feel your mind.
You can almost hear the echoes of your own
further and
the sounds of your own laughter. As you
maybe
get tickled
more, than
more and more, as you feel the machine just tickling
let
you,
go.
Any place that you're sensitive,
drop.
Tickle, 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 stronger and stronger, more and more, deeper and deeper. You just feel it
let
growing
go.
Through your body, the tickling just spreading, and it feels so intense. Tickle, tickle, tickle. And the more you try to control it, the more you just feel yourself being mercilessly tickled. Tickle, tickle, tickle. The machine keeps going. The device keeps attacking your sensitive
let
spots,
go.
Making sure that you're being tickled
drop.
Everywhere where you can be tickled. It's like your whole body is just one big, sensitive, ticklish place. And the machine uses that against you.
Let
tickle,
go.
Tickle, tickle. It's starting to become too
drop.
Difficult to even maintain any thoughts. Tickle, tickle, tickle. You're just helpless, completely powerless, just wanting me to turn the machine off so that you can just fall into an almost infinite emptiness of life. Tickle, tickle, tickle. Stronger and stronger. Tickle, tickle. And you can beg to stop. You can beg for it to stop or lessen. But no. Tickle, tickle, tickle. It gets stronger and stronger. It gets better and better. Tickle, tickle, tickle. The machine doesn't give up. The machine doesn't stop until I tell it to. Tickle, 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 tickle. And you can't help yourself. You just keep on giggling. You just keep on laughing. You just keep on giving into the feeling. You just tickle, 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 tickle. Stronger and stronger. More and more. More intense. You just want it to stop. You just want to beg. You just want to feel. But you can't stop. You can't stop feeling. Tickle, tickle, tickle. It feels so good. It feels so intense. It feels so silly, but it's so much fun. It's also so strange, but so good. Tickle, 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 tickle. You can't stop it. You can't control it. All you can do is just feel yourself getting more and more exhausted. Tickle, tickle, tickle. And the machine doesn't stop. The machine doesn't give in. The machine doesn't let off. Tickle, tickle, tickle. You're just a victim of my voice, the machine of my control. Tickle, tickle. deeper and deeper, tickle, tickle, drop further and further, tickle, 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 and you almost can't think anymore. It's just too intense. Tickle, 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 so much. Tickle, 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 it feels so good. Tickle, 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 so intense. Tickle, tickle, so deep. Tickle, tickle, so far. Tickle, tickle, tickle. You don't know if you want to stop or if you want it to continue. You can't think anymore. You're just laughing, giggling, tickled mercilessly over and over again. Every reach, every feeling, every thought melting away. Tickle, tickle, tickle. Everything just melts away to nothingness. And there it is. You're almost there. You're almost there. Tickle, tickle, tickle. You just can't help yourself. You're just a victim, a complete victim of everything that's happening. Tickle, 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 tickle. And there comes a moment when I'll tell the machine to stop. And as soon as I tell it to stop, all your thoughts will stop with it. All your feelings will stop with it. You'll just enter an instant blankness after the tickle, tickle, tickle. But you can't help yourself until that moment. You can't help yourself.
To create tickle, a unique tickle, sensation.
Tickle. It feels so good.
So good.
So intense.
As you let yourself
so
relax.
Silly.
It's so good as you let yourself
tickle,
enjoy
tickle,
this.
Tickle, tickle, tickle,
you
tickle, tickle.
You're
just a victim being blown across the ocean. Tickle, tickle, tickle. Riding through the waves.
Mind,
tickle, tickle. Being pulled into the deep. Tickle, tickle, tickle. You don't have a choice.
Me,
tickle, tickle. You don't have a choice.
Tickle, tickle, tickle. There right now.
All you have
after so many
is surrender.
After being with you for so long.
Stop.
You get to enjoy
and drop
the aftercare
completely,
very carefully. I move around you, offer my lap for your head to rest in, and you rest your head in my lap. And I simply pet your head gently. That's my good pet, letting you slowly recover from the intensity that seems both a lifetime and only a second ago. You're wonderfully relaxed right now. You're back, glowing with sensation. It feels nice to let yourself drift and relax. And as you drift and relax, you did good. You did so very good. And because you did good, you get a reward. The skin of your back right now is extremely sensitive. And as your head is laying on my lap, I just very gently brush over it with my fingertips, just the lightest of touches, a sensation and a reward for listening well. And the relief of this sensation will stay with you. It will help you feel refreshed after you wake, and it will give you the strength to take on whatever you need to take on. One, two, slowly waking, three, four, more aware, five, six, almost there, seven, eight, almost awake, and nine, ten, awake now.